Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
In your heart, you can feel peace about something. And to me, this is one of the greatest ways of discerning God's leadership. This is very closely related to what I was talking about. Delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll put a desire in your heart and then you sit down and you evaluate. Do I feel peace about this? Is this something that excites me and blesses me? So anyway, this is what I came up to in Colossians 3:15. And I was trying to say, Father, how do I let the peace of God rule in my heart? Because if I make this decision to stay in school, I have zero peace about that. But if I make the decision to quit school, I don't have peace about that either. Because, man, I don't want to go to Vietnam and get killed. Amen. I don't want to lose this money. I don't want to lose the respect and the friendship of everybody. And so I was kind of at a stalemate, but I'd already said, I'm not going to be in sin tomorrow. I'm going to make a decision today. And so I was forcing myself to just deal with this. And finally, here's the way the Lord put it to me. He said, if somebody put a gun to your head today and cocked the trigger and said, choose right now. And if you don't choose properly, you're going to die. If it was a life and death decision, which it really was, because if I got drafted and sent to Vietnam, it could have been death. And if it's a life and death decision, and you've got to choose, which one would you make? Well, I didn't feel total peace in any direction. But if I had to choose under those circumstances, the one I felt the most peace about was quitting school. I felt zero peace about staying in school. I still had questions and some fears and things. But man, there is no question I felt most peace about moving in this direction and feeling like God told me to quit school and just take my chances and whatever came, let it come. And so based on nothing but that, this verse, just a month after God had touched my life, and I mean, I knew virtually nothing of the Word. Based on this, I said, you know what? I feel the most peace about quitting school and just beginning to follow God, do whatever He leads me to do. And I made that decision, and it was a major deal. You know, I look back on this. I was 18 years old. Everybody told me I was of the devil. There was no support from anywhere. I look back at this and I'm amazed at how I was able to make this decision. But it's because I was so in love with the Lord and so excited about God. I trusted Him so much that, you know what, I wasn't afraid of whatever the consequences would be. And I made that decision and went to bed. And then the next morning, here's another piece of information that'll really help you. Because I wasn't confident 100% and I still had some reservations, rather than just get up and go down and quit school, you know, burn my bridges behind me, what I decided to do was to go test this decision by sharing with other people. And I went to the three people who had been the meanest to me. Out of all of the people, I'd been talking for about a month with different people. And I mean, people got on me and said, you are of the devil. I had the music director of our Baptist church say, you can't be a Christian and say that God is telling you to quit school. Some of you have a hard time understanding that. But I went to a highbrow Baptist church. We were real close to Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, and every time we had somebody come fill the pulpit, it was one of the doctors from the seminary. And it was a highbrow church, and I mean education, and it was a proper church. And they just thought, you can't be a Christian and say that God, even if He was calling you into full-time ministry, you would have to go through seminary first and do all of these things. And so anyway, I had the youth director threaten to vote me out of the church. And he says, I'm going to bring you before the church and we're going to excommunicate you. We're going to take away your church membership. And you know what? I just told him, I said, look, buddy, you've only been here 6 months. I grew up in this church. I know every person in this church. I said, I dare you. Put it to a vote and you'll get voted out. I just, probably wasn't the right way to respond, but Anyway, he backed down. But I was threatened to be kicked out of the church. I had some bad things happen. So the next day, rather than just going to school and resigning, what I decided to do was go test out my newfound direction. And I went to the three people who had criticized me the most. And one of them was a school teacher. My mother was a school teacher, and I knew all of the school teachers. And this lady, Miss Ellis, she was our choir director in high school, and she was a Christian lady. She witnessed to us about the Lord, and I looked up to her spiritually, and I had told her that I felt like I was going to quit school, that God was leading me to quit school. And she, as a friend of my mother, thought she was doing a service to my mother. She jumped on me like a chicken on a June bug and told me, "That is of the devil, and this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard." And she blasted me and told me, "How dare you do that? You honor your mother and you stay in school and you do these things." And I mean, she had been vicious to me. Mean. She's the first person I went and saw. And I went and visited her. And I walked in and I said, "Miss Ellis," I said, "I've made my decision." And she said, "What is it?" And I said, "I'm quitting school. God told me to quit school." And I didn't explain it. I just said it. And I was bracing for her response. And she looked at me and started crying. She said, "I'd give anything to be like you." I said, "Why?" And she says, I thought she was ancient at that time. She's probably 50, but I thought she was. Anyway, she was old. And she says, I'm so many years old, and I don't know for sure that I've ever done what God wanted me to do. She says, "What a blessing to know that God is leading your life." And she says, "Would you please pray for me?" So I prayed for her, and I left there about that high off the ground like, man, awesome. Then I went to two other people who had been really mean to me, and it was a similar type of thing. I mean, once I made my decision and said, "This is it. God led me to do this." The opposition, it's just like these people. I overwhelmed them with my confidence and security in the Lord. And they, everyone, asked me to pray for them. And did you know, after an hour or two, after I got up that morning, I have never, ever, ever in my life had a doubt one that God led me in that decision, that I made the right decision. And sure enough, I got drafted and I got sent to Vietnam. And I lost the government income, and I went through some tough times in Vietnam. And you know, but I never one time, never doubted that that was God leading me. And now that I look back on it, you know, at the time I didn't have this perception, but I look back on it. When I went to Vietnam, I was a Baptist. But when I was in Vietnam, I was a chaplain's assistant, and I never had a chaplain that was a Christian. They were all drunks. They would get up on the stage with the girls that they brought in and try and have sex with them. One of them stripped and did stuff like that. And those are the chaplains I work for. And so I never went to their chapel services. And you know what I did? I just stuck my nose in the Bible. And for 10 or 15 hours a day for 13 months, I studied the Word and I sought the Lord. And when I came out of Vietnam, I wasn't a Baptist anymore. I went back to my Baptist church and they said, "Man, we don't want you." I found out that my attitude had changed. My values had changed. My theology changed. And I look back at it and it was wonderful. That was my Bible college. That was my Bush University. 13 months in Southeast Asia studying the Word 15 hours a day. God changed my life. And I look back and it was wonderful. I didn't know any of that when I did it. But you know what? It was really a good thing. And God used it in my life. I haven't regretted it a moment. And in retrospect, that is one of the greatest decisions with the worst possible consequences I've ever made in my life. I was 18 years old, 1 month old in seeking God. And I made one of the best decisions I ever made in my life by just letting the peace of God rule in my heart. And you know what? This is exactly what I'd recommend. If you are trying to follow God's will, this not only applies to like your vocation for your whole life, but it's just in every little detail. Does He want you to get on that plane? Man, pray about it. And if you don't have any peace, don't do it. If you have peace, do it. You know, I basically just let the peace of God rule in my heart. And I pray about things. And whatever I have the most peace about is the way I decide to do things. The building that we're currently in, I bought the building for $3.25 million, which was a huge step for us, but we did it. But we took out a loan to get that building. But then it was just an empty warehouse, 110,000 square feet. And we had to have $3.2 million to be able to renovate it and make a Bible school out of it and do the things that we did. And for 9 months, I tried to get that construction loan. And when we bought the building, the same lending place that told us that they would give us the money for the building told us that we would have the construction loan for $3.2 million. They said, it's a package deal. We wouldn't have given you the loan for the building if we weren't going to give you the construction loan. So they guaranteed it. For 9 months, I waited, and they said, next week, you'll get it. Next week, you'll get it. 9 months later, after we had been through meeting after meeting after meeting, and they said, next week, next week, next week, for 9 months. And we were struggling. We needed to do something. They wouldn't give us the money. And finally, the banker says, why don't we just start the whole process over? Let's get a new appraisal and start the whole process over. And all I could see was another 9 months of stuff. And I said, something is not right. And so I started praying. And I spent the afternoon praying, and I went walking. And anyway, it's a long story. I'll probably share this more as we go through this series. But the Lord spoke some things to me and said, I had a prophecy that was given to me about 2 years before. It says, you aren't going to need to take out a loan because you've already got a bank. And I thought, I do. Where is this bank? And the prophecy went on to say, it's your partners. Your partners are going to finance this. And I somehow or another had just disconnected and hadn't associated the two. And as I was praying about it, the Lord brought that prophecy back to me. And he says, your partners are your bank. I don't want you to take out a loan. I'm going to pay for this thing.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU15C titled Follow the Peace when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to become a part of what God is doing here in Colorado Springs. This is where we're training our Bible college students, and they are literally going around the world. I'm convinced that this is how God has ordained that we change the body of Christ, is through discipleship, and that's what we're doing. We're building a headquarters where we can have a campus with 3,000 students. And to do that, it just takes a lot of money. God has supplied us with a beautiful acreage in Woodland Park that we're calling the Sanctuary. And we're calling the people who help us accomplish this project and raise up a first-class Bible college campus, our foundation builders. I ask you to pray about it and then call and become a foundation builder today.